JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz?
Yep.
You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Grab life by the balls.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
We'll find out here.
They are bananas. Don and Mike.
The way you stink up the airwaves, someone should check the expiration date on your brain.
Ah, what glorious goo.
Stupid dick!
Everybody can suck it.
Well, hi there, Guy Birdley.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Here we are, it's news time.
News!
How the frig are you? Hi, Buzz.
I'm great.
Hi, Curly.
Still no word, though, on Mike Vick's decision. His lawyers are telling him, though, today to change his plea to guilty. Vic was waiting to hear what his NFL future might be if he copped a plea, but Commissioner Roger Goodell refused to make any commitments. We're also hearing that Vic might now wait until early next week to change his plea, despite what we'd heard about today's supposed deadline. All three of Vic's co-defendants have now pleaded guilty, and they've told prosecutors that Vic personally helped them drown and hang dogs.
You know, that is very unusual to me that we're getting a deadline set by prosecutors.
Right. Well, and supposedly, and that's what we've heard.
I also heard that they set this deadline and that he could have agreed to this, and they'll just keep it under the table for a couple of days until they're ready to come out and announce.
Okay.
Right.
And also the crawl, at least, that I kept seeing on ESPN was part of their deal is 1 year mandatory jail.
Right. Mm-hmm. Minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the end of that.
Yeah, sorry, and minimum, not mandatory.
I know I asked you this yesterday, but I'll ask you again. After the jail, do you think he...
Yes.
He comes back and plays.
Yeah, he's a talent.
Yeah, all right.
One of Vic's co-defendants today says there exists a photograph of himself and the other three, including Vic, with a female pit bull named Jane just before a fight in North Carolina. Now, officials, by the way, this evening for the state of Virginia say they plan to file charges as well as the feds against Mike Vic.
My God.
You know, and here's part of the problem. I was having a chat with someone who's not a football fan about this, a woman that lives up the street from
right.
me. And the problem is that unlike Ray Lewis when he got into trouble,
right.
when they thought that he might have been involved in that murder or any of these guys,
right.
Michael Vick is a famous freaking guy
mm-hmm.
to the point that someone who's not a football fan
right.
has seen his commercials enough
sure.
that, okay, off the top of your head you go, Peyton Manning, Donovan McNabb,
mm-hmm.
Tom Brady, Mike Vick.
He's in the elite.
Brett Favre.
He is in the elite. He truly
which is
is.
Why everyone knows about him, which is why everybody feels this way.
Right.
Because, rightly or wrongly, he was elevated, in my opinion, to that level because of his endorsements, mainly.
And then the information.
And his talent.
And then the information that we got that he is, you know, not just a participant. This is not just guilt by association. This
right.
is ringleader status. I mean, ridiculous.
And that's what the co-defendants have said to prosecutors today when they pleaded guilty.
But I maintain the position that because he still is such a talented athlete
mm-hmm.
that if he serves his time and comes back and, like, gives money to PETA, some team will sign him.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
Will he lose his edge? Will he lose his special talent during that period of time? I mean, he's got the basics.
No, I watched The Longest Yard.
Without the
happen.
Training and the practice.
Right. I mean,
the new one or the remake one?
Well, I love the old one. I do like the old one, but the Adam Sandler one is...
That was redundant, the new one or the remake. The new one is the remake.
The new one is the remake, and I'm fond of the old Burt Reynolds one, you know, the original Longest
yeah.
Yard. I think as long as Michael Vick can get at least during his year in prison two games against the guards, I think he'll be fine.
We'll have to ask Eddie Albert.
The warden.
In other breaking news this afternoon, recording artist Uncle Cracker has been arrested in North Carolina on second-degree rape charges.
Incredible!
Here's what he had to say.
I like rape.
Yep, there he is.
He reportedly forced himself on a woman in a club non-vaginally. Real name Matt Schaefer. He used to be Kid Rock.
Buzz, seriously.
Yes. What about the vagina?
Right.
What about the vagina?
Mm-hmm.
What about the vagina?
How do you force yourself on, you mean oral?
You know, that's certainly a possibility, but forcing yourself that way, I can't picture
it. I bet that's what it was.
I was thinking
something
else.
I bet it involves pulling a head down.
If he assaulted a woman in a club, in public, among other people, without her permission.
It didn't involve her Daisy, though.
No,
right?
Definitely didn't involve the Daisy. So, keep thinking.
Boobs?
On a dance floor, in a club.
Her ass.
Grinding against her butt?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
That's, or maybe, I mean, maybe taking it. It could be taking her hand and putting it somewhere. That could be the same thing.
I guess.
Do you know the answer?
No. All the authorities have said is that he sexually assaulted her, apparently on a dance floor.
God damn, I thought you were giving us a brain teaser. We're supposed to figure the answer out.
Non-vaginally. No, we all have to try to figure it out.
What about the vagina?
Non-vaginally doesn't necessarily immediately mean, you know, the other side.
No. In other breaking news, and this is not been confirmed yet, but ESPN TV is reporting that Tim Donaghy, the NBA referee, is about to name up to 20 NBA officials who he says engaged in that point shaving scheme.
Okay, now this is serious.
That's a league buster.
I don't want to be goddamn Sports Center here, but serious. If right. that's true, goodbye NBA.
I can't see it. I mean, I cannot see that being true. I don't want to believe that.
I know.
I think he's a scumbag, and I think he's trying to drag as many people into this.
Could be.
Do you really? 20? That would be a whole culture of it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Holy Moses. You're absolutely right. That league is, it's done. It's toast.
If it's true. You know, if it's true.
Right.
Wow.
Well, and here comes noted basketball fan Rob Spiewak.
I don't care for the game, but I,
what?
I do not like when someone tries to really sort of skirt responsibility. Mm-hmm. Do you see the picture of this ref in the New York papers today with his kids and his dog?
Yeah.
I mean, really, really, it's so transparent.
Well, it just seems to me the associations he has and the type of guy that he was and what he was hanging around, there's a potential that he's enough of a scumbag where he might be BSing.
I hope that dude that Charles Barkley raised isn't on the take.
The old man.
I like it. Well, he's going to be out of a job anyway. Yeah. I mean, if that's true, that will take basketball down.
Oh, yeah. 20 officials?
The whole tray?
We'll keep watching this story over the remaining time in the show today to see what happens.
How many officials are there total?
20.
I don't know. You know, God damn, there's like 30 teams. There's got to be maybe, what, 75, 100 refs?
Yeah. Probably. They'll just subpoena a few guys and make them jump through a few hoops.
Oh, my.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
You know what? I'm so tired. I said that the way that a chick would.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like we had a chick on the show.
Or somebody on the Jack Diamond morning show.
Oh, my. Oh, my. There you go.
I'm so bad.
Oh, Michael.
Controversy's my middle name.
Jack Nicholson has a case of the dry mouth. His salivary glands have stopped working again, just as they did the first time last year.
Why?
Doctors say the legendary actor has to drink water right now in order to be able to even swallow food. Jack has no spit. That's it. This is the news, folks.
I bet little Jack has some spit, though.
Would you like to make it spit for the captain? Take a look. Here you go. Damn, I need more water. I can't generate any saliva. What's wrong with my saliva? It's not coming out. You can't do anything without saliva.
I feel bad for Jack. He's a modern-day hero, and he is a role model for all men. And I think it's unfair when the National Enquirer gets shots of him on the beach with his with his big belly and his
man
boobs.
He's an old man.
He's like 70 years old.
He's an old man. He can be fat and he can have the man boobs.
That's right. It's just mean.
You can't handle the spit.
Officials have, for now, called off their search for those miners trapped in Utah. It's been 11 days without any signs of life. And last night, 3 rescue workers were killed. 6 others were hurt, trying to save the 6 men who were 1,500 feet underground.
God, I mean, that's awful every way you look at it.
Rescue accident may have been caused by a seismic bump, perhaps the same kind of bump that caused the mine to collapse in the first place. The man in charge of the rescue operation, in charge of mine safety in this country, was appointed by President Bush.
Oh, I thought his name was Kampf.
No, Mein Kampf? No. Different guy.
Mein Kampf!
Even Republican lawmakers...
I always try to work your favorite book into a Friday show.
There you go. You like that?
I do.
Robbie's Book Club.
Likes it a lot.
I can't wait for the movie.
Rob's picks.
Even Republican lawmakers were skeptical about Richard Stickler, not just because of his name.
Stickler? Dick Stickler.
That's right. But because of his own less-than-stellar safety record when he worked in the private sector. So President Bush appointed Mr. Stickler while Congress was in recess. So
if you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
So there wouldn't have to be a pesky confirmation process.
Don't matter, Buzz. You throw all the bullets at me you want. We got a wedding coming up.
That's right.
Yeehaw!
Oh, you mentioned safety. Yes. I know I'm totally off. Well, it's right. Friday. I don't care. Yeah. I apologize for
right.
this. American Chopper. I've got the episode, and I want to bring it in because Paul Sr. calls Mike a retard five times
wow.
when they're doing the build for the Richard Petty Junction Kids thing.
Yeah.
And hold on. Now I forgot the original point of this.
It was something about safety.
Oh, thank you. You know, we've always talked about how sometimes on that show it looks like maybe they don't.
They don't sweat the details when they're building the bikes.
Right.
At one point, and you got to check it out on the rerun, when they're building this bike, Paul Jr. leans over and says to Vince, there's no way that this is going to work like this. This is, you have to re-weld it. And Vince says, we got to get the bike done. And Paul Jr. says, well, as always, safety first.
So they know. They admit it.
That's a real good statement about American Chopper. I mean, really.
He really walks out of there, safety first.
All right. Got to get it down there.
Hands up in the air.
And then one of these days, Paul Sr. is going to drive the bike up the ramp, and it's going to fall apart.
And they could work at NASA.
Right.
NASA has decided not to fix that hole in the heat shield, the gash that exposes 7 square inches of the shuttle's frame.
Oh, no.
Leaving nothing between the heat and the astronauts except a layer of felt and the easily melted material known as aluminum.
Aluminum.
What could possibly go wrong? NASA spent several days thinking about that, calculating, analyzing. They've decided the gouge is too small to be catastrophic.
You ever notice when they get an upshot, an up-close shot of the space shuttle, it looks like styrofoam?
It is, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
It's a foam material.
It's a space-age polymer.
Surprised you didn't know that. Your space shuttle has the chocolate candy shell.
Shell, Richard.
And not only that, isn't it starting to look a little bit like an old Dodge?
It's all speed up.
It's
definitely. Yeah. Man, that is weird to me that they're not going to fix that.
Well, felt is very strong.
Are they able to fix it? I mean, or did they determine they can't fix it?
Felt will be able to last through a reentry, won't it?
Of course it will.
When the ship only gets up to over 2,000 degrees.
I think they're going to wet the felt.
What they've decided
with Jack Nicholson spit.
You know, if that thing starts burning up, they are going to wet the felt.
Yeah. They've decided, to answer your question, Mike, that it's not worth the risk. They've decided not to risk another spacewalk, partly because of the holes that also turned up in the astronauts' gloves.
They definitely have to get new equipment.
Yeah.
When I heard this about the guy that he's in the spacewalk, you know, you wonder about the checking and double checking. He's out there and he's like, and he had a hole right there in his glove.
Yeah.
How big was it?
More than one.
It was about as big as a quarter.
Said, I should get something good for this.
I should get something good for this.
Hello, this is Astronaut Elvis. I have a hole in my glove. Jack, I should get something good for this.
Man, oh, man.
My space shuttle is broken, Jack.
Floating, Jack?
They will not fix it, Jack.
Gravity, Jack?
The Endeavor will endeavor to return safely next week with another teacher on board. The Johnson Space Center, meanwhile, is preparing to evacuate just in case Hurricane Dean shows up at that same time.
I just want to say I'm skating over that Yucatan Peninsula, and we're going to have a great time as I blow my way through the Caribbean. And, you know, if you want to get me, I'll be at a hotel this weekend. The name is Hurricane Dean. I'm Hurricane Dean.
I love Dean.
Mike, let's now go live via Dynamite Doppler radar.
Yeah, let's go live.
And I left the room, and it was like I'd given them a high.
I'm sorry.
That's Beatrice Arthur.
That's a different hurricane.
Well, I'm going to leave you now. I'm going to go to the couch.
Yeah, the couch. Let me tell you something about B. I tell you something about Beatrice Arthur?
Please. Sure.
She could never be a gold digger.
Grab life by the balls.
Yeah, that's right. She's got male parts, just like Sinatra did. I got to go to the couch.
You will never guess who's been writing Wikipedia entries. I'll tell you when we return.
That means it's time for a famous commercial break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.